Good midnight, planet Earth. Good midnight, planet Earth. I hear you out there, Deborah. It is July the 29th, 2021. We are all staring into the abyss after midnight here in Utah. Even the cattle are a little bit disturbed. The cattle are really tense. Yeah. I'm just hanging out here drinking my coffee. How you guys doing? And if this particular broadcast, ends up on the radio, then this is WRMI out of Miami Okeechobee, and this is either Saturday night or Sunday night, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 a.m. UTC. And if you want to talk to me and my partners in crime who are participating in a new project called the Agorist Emergency Network, you can learn more by going to dfgtc.org/AEN. Every Saturday night and Sunday night after the show, that would be, you know, midnight Eastern Standard Time or 4 a.m. UTC. That's right, every Saturday, Sunday night after the show, for an hour, on 7235 kilohertz, there or about, 7235 kilohertz. For an hour, we'll be participating in the Agorist Emergency Network. And what's the purpose? It's to allow licensed and unlicensed ham radio operators of shortwave radio sets, transceiver sets, that's transmitter receivers, allow those folks who recently bought themselves a shortwave transceiver to test it for emergency purposes in case there is some kind of catastrophe. Who knows? Fires, floods, you name it. Especially in rural areas, cell phones don't always work. The internet doesn't always work. And maybe shortwave radio is a way for people to keep the connections going. So Saturday night, Sunday night, you know what I mean. After the show. On 7235 kilohertz. Call sign Dr. Freckles, and that's me. Although often my partner in crime, Justin, will be operating the radio because it's technically his radio. Yep. Everybody has a Deborah. The Deborah is your fascination with the darkness. The Deborah could be that mistress of the night, the goddess of those realms where darkness falls. She stares at you when you're sleeping. She stands in the corner. She looks into your mind. She's got angry eyes and an angry voice. Deborah. Deborah was a goddess that was expelled 85 billion years ago from the Hall of Idols. She once wrote music for the Ancient Ones. She dated Cthulhu. Deborah used to sell essential oils. Deborah owns every strip mall. Deborah owns every dumpster. Deborah owns every sewer. Deborah owns every hooker. Deborah owns every pimp. Deborah owns everyone. Deborah. I don't know what I'm talking about here, folks. This is a weird conversational outlet. Tonight's podcast is brought to you by randomness. I have random thoughts in my head like you do, brothers and sisters, and every once in a while, I don't care to make an outline. I don't care to make a list. I don't care to write an essay. I don't care to write a book. I'm not a crook. I'm here to tell you, buddy, reality is sand, and we're all playing tinny music in the same band. And the cling, clang, clong of the clingy clinginess is all that you can hear when the banshees scream in the night. And if you find yourself alone in the Uinta Mountains being chased by bear cubs, and if you need to ride the eagle, then ride the eagle, baby. Ride the eagle. Ride the eagle to the cave of madness. Find yourself the witch of Jemblos. Give her $20. She'll give you a good time. Ride the eagle to the moon. Meet those moon people Buzz Aldrin always talks about. Find those people Buzz talks about. The moon people that live in the caves of the moon, the underground tunnel networks. Ride the eagle. Ride the eagle until you find yourself home again, right? With Deborah. Deborah, whose dark hair is greasy black. Deborah, whose skin is alabaster white. Deborah, whose body was carved by the gods. Deborah, who glistens with the glistening beauty of something you would see in a Hustler magazine. Deborah, who would be your first wife if you weren't hit by that car. Deborah, who promised you a baby but then ran off with Phil. You gonna take a flying trip on the eagle? You gonna go to the caves of madness? You gonna find the river that leads to love? Do you have a sailing ship and a captain named Skip? Have you ever fished for shark? Deborah, I remember going to the discotheques back in the 70s. I remember hanging with old Johnny Blabson and the Scribbly Brothers. We would hang with them and John Travolta. We would do cocaine at Studio 54. We would hang out with Gerald Ford at his picnic shack. We had our own strange rituals. Back in the 70s, we would drive our cars on the beach. We would wrestle coyotes and we would hunt the owl. Back in the 70s, we surfed on LSD. Back in the 70s, we did everything on LSD. Back in the 70s, when people looked around and all they saw was rock and roll Bigfoot. Back in the 70s, everything was made out of polyester, including your education. Back in the 70s, people were not afraid of anything except for maybe, I don't know, just about everything. Thank you. mostly we were afraid of Deborah. Deborah, you took her out on a date. 2 weeks later, she said she was late. Deborah, she borrowed $50. Then she made love to your brother Chuck. So I'll drink a bit more coffee here. We'll take a little station break. And if this random bloviation ends up on shortwave radio, this is WRMI out of Miami Okeechobee, 5950 kilohertz. Saturday or Sunday night, right? We don't know which date this show will air. Saturday or Sunday night between 11 p.m. and midnight Eastern Standard Time, or 3 a.m. and 4 a.m. UTC the next day, according to the Queen. The Queen picks the time. Greenwich Mean Time. They call it UTC so they can fool you and me. But the Queen still controls it. The Empire of Time. They gave up their empire except for the Empire of Time. They control the timeline, the chronosphere. They control all avenues in and out of secret tunnels. They control the path between here and tomorrow. They control the way to the other world. The Queen holds the keys to your future, to your past. She controls your life. She controls your world. She controls Deborah. She controls Deborah. The Queen holds my heart in her hands. She caresses my heart, my calcified heart. Every night she gives me that spiritual heart massage so that I keep beating, keep moving along. I so love the Queen. I love the Queen and her Queensley Space Navy. Her Queensley Space Navy. Fighting battles. Deep in the universe, right beyond your imagination. Somewhere out there. But if you are listening on shortwave radio, it is WRMI. WRMI. Out of the swamps of Florida. Deep in the swamps of Florida, deep in the Okeechobee, there are hundreds, no, dare I say thousands, excuse me, perhaps millions of square miles, and nothing but antennas broadcasting into space, WRMI, sending signals to our friends on Zebulus 87. Hello, friends. Are you coming soon? Are you parked right behind the moon? Come on, friends. Tell me true. Are you gonna bring me the magical love goo? Oh, my friends from outer space, when will you come to take me in your spaceship? I'm ready. I have everything packed. And even if it wasn't packed, it would take me 5 minutes. Because that's everything. Everything you need, everything you want. Everything you care about, everybody you forgot about, every dark secret, every horrible memory, every evil conception, everything you wanted to leave behind on planet Earth, everything you did that week. They'll take you away to outer space. And what would you do in space if you could get there? Would you be a space miner? Would you travel through space looking for minerals and planetoids and asteroids and comets? Would you look for precious metals in Uranus? There are precious metals in Uranus. There are so many residue of chemicals in Uranus. If you could mine Uranus, you would find things you lost years ago. Something your boyfriend left up there. Maybe it was the wedding ring. Maybe it was a joke. Maybe he saw you with his friend. Maybe he's broke. You, Deborah, you need money. You need to go to the mall, the one that still exists. Deborah, you have the keys to my heart. That's why I have to go to outer space. I have to mine Uranus. I have to find the stuff that's hidden in Uranus. Something's hidden there, right? What would you do if you weren't a miner? Would you be a space captain? Would you be a space pirate? Would you travel around the universe ripping people off? Would you be a space pirate? Would your space pirate name be Colonel Neutron? Colonel Neutron, space pirate. Colonel Neutron, space commander. You do? If Jeff Bezos or Richard Branson or Elon Musk called you on the phone, said, bro, get your butt to Mars and you can come with me or you can come separately once you're done with Uranus. Once you're done with Uranus, Once you're done with Uranus, right? If you weren't a space pirate, what would you be? Would you be a space princess like Princess Leia? Would you be a space princess? Oh, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope. Oh, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope. What kind of codependent BS is that? I mean, aren't you falling into a dependency trap there, Princess Leia? Would you be a codependent space princess or a weak-ass space princess always asking for people to help you, Deborah? Would you be out there saying, Obi-Wan Kenobi, you are my only hope? And now we know that that's kind of a lie. Because it's a never-ending saga. Princess Leia's trauma drama never, ever ends. Okay, it's one Death Star after another. It's one battle fleet after another. It's one Vader after another. It's one person wearing some white outfit. It's another dude claiming to be a Jedi. Would you be a Jedi? Would you be a Jedi knowing your destiny is to doom a galaxy to perpetual war? Would you be a Jedi knowing that they're gonna make like a bazillion movies and they won't even start the numbering right? Would you be a Jedi, a friend of Jar Jar Binks? Would you guys have drinks after having butt coitus? Would you be a Jedi traveling in your X-Wing saying Red 5 standing by? Would you be a Jedi? Would you doom your friends to destruction? Would you claim you're on a mission? Would you test for STDs called metachlorines? It's an STD being a Jedi. It's a little creature passed through intercourse. And it dooms your child. It dooms your child. Would you be a Jedi? Would you participate in the hypocrisy? Would you think that once you killed the evil emperor in what? Episode, I guess it would be 6? Because 5 is Empire and 4 is the first one, but the first 3 come out like 20-some boblimpdoc years later. Would you think when you tossed the Emperor down the energy shaft, would you think when they remade it and they showed people tipping over statues like, I don't know, it's the fall of the Soviet Union? Would you think when they finally destroyed all those folks, including, you know, the emperor, right? It was over. The emperor's dead. The emperor's dead. But there's going to be a new Sith Lord. Because someone didn't wear a condom. If more people wore condoms, then there'd be no Jedi. So make sure you test yourself for midichlorians. Or midichlorians. Or whatever the heck it is, because it sounds like made up crap, right? It sounds like really, really lazy writing. That's what it sounds like. If you wouldn't be a Jedi, what would you be? If you were traveling through space, if Elon Musk said, "I've got a space rocket. You want to go on a trip with me, Mr. Man?" And you were traveling through space and a ship pulls up and It's a Carillion ship. It's a Star Destroyer. And on board the Star Destroyer is some weird admiral in some proto-Nazi looking outfit, surrounded by proto-Nazi looking stormtroopers. What would you do? They pull up to your spaceship, they get on board, and they say, "Buddy, I know you're hanging out with this douche, Elon. But see, here's something you don't know, jackass. We're from a galaxy far, far away. We're from a galaxy far, far away, and we just lost our emperor, and Darth Vader got all, like, you know, compassionate and crap about his son at the end, so he kind of got his heart or his soul back, I don't know. It was one of those Mr. Grinch conversions. So we don't have a Darth Vader or an emperor. Now here's the good news. Nobody wears condoms in our galaxy. So that Jedi virus, it's in everybody. We've got other Sith Lords being born, but what we need is a new Vader. Would you go to space to be Darth Vader? Would you travel through space with mind powers? Would you strangle your admirals over the TV? Would you yell at them and make fun of their dog? Would you communicate with other Jedi in their nightmares, in their dreams? Would you like to be Vader? Like to be Vader? Deborah? A lot of people want to travel to space because, you know, what they really want to be, what every space rock pilot, cock pilot, space traveler, laser tube, beam master, what every flying saucer daddy, what every cosmic hot rod owner, everybody wants to be Kirk. Everybody wants to be Captain Kirk. You remember that weird time? Kirk was on that weird planet, and he found the U.S. Constitution, right? And he kept saying, "E pleb nista." E pleb nista means, oh, this is where we left it. E pleb nista means, oh, it actually says people should be free. E pleb nista. You could be Captain Kirk on the Enterprise. You could say, Sulu, make your heading towards the Trebulon sector. That's the sector of love. Take me to green planet where there are green women covered in oils, covered in sexiness, covered in the tender kisses of a lavender summer. Covered in the flowers and petals of an ancient goddess who is also covered in oils. Yes, you want to travel to the green planet, Kirk. You want to have a three-way with the green women. But don't you know, Kirk? Don't you know what Anthony Fauci said? Anthony Fauci said having sex with green women is why we get midichlorians. So Kirk, stop, please. Stop, Kirk. But we all know you can't stop Kirk. Kirk is a man. Captain Kirk is a man. Captain Kirk is the kind of man who'd be flying on an airplane at 10,000 feet or 20,000 feet. At 20,000 feet, he's flying on an airplane. It's late at night. It's a stormy night. He has a window seat near the wing. What's that? What's that on the wing? Is that Bigfoot? I'm Kirk. I'm Kirk. And I'm going to pull out this pistol or steal it from the captain. I'm going to steal a revolver from that dude over there. And then I'm going to go out on the wing and I'll shoot Bigfoot. Even though it's 20,000 feet. And we're going 200 miles an hour. I'll somehow do it. And somehow I'll survive. I'm Captain Kirk. Put me in a space rocket. Fire me at the moon. Deborah. Everybody wants to be Captain Kirk. But does anybody ever want to be Chekhov? Even that weird movie Chekhov? What was that weird movie? Moon Panic, Moon Madness. Yeah, Chekhov made a weird moon movie. A weird moon movie. They go back to the moon. They find an ancient alien rocket ship. They find a busty beauty in suspended animation. They find robots that cut up people and use their spare parts. Who wants to be Chekhov? Was it called Moontrap? Everybody wants to be Kirk, but who wants to be Chekhov on the moon? Even if you're with a beautiful woman, even if you have a Coleman-style lunar tent, even if you have lunar sex and it's really hot, think of those positions that you can achieve in lower gravity. Lunar sex would be amazing. Everybody would be a gymnast. Everybody wants to be Kirk. Everybody wants to be Kirk, nobody wants to be Chekhov, and I guess if you live in San Francisco, you might want to be Sulu. That's homophobic. No, that's racist. I don't know. I'm kidding, everyone loves Sulu. Maybe that'll be the name of a sitcom in 2028. Everybody loves Sulu. In 2028, the most popular sitcom will be Everybody Loves Sulu. You see, Sulu, how can I put it? Everybody loves him. Everybody loves Sulu. That was the name of the weekend restaurant. Yes, by that year, there's not a lot of protein. And so the premise of Everybody Loves Sulu is you get to go to a restaurant called Everybody Loves Sulu. And since Sulu donated himself to this restaurant, You can all have a bite of Sulu. A little taster. Everybody loves Sulu. It'll be the best restaurant in San Francisco. Everyone gets a taste of Sulu. Nobody likes the Chekhov. You can just feed him to the pigs. And that'll make everybody happy. Yeah. If you traveled to outer space to escape your past, if you traveled to outer space to find your future, if you're being called by the credit card company, they're saying, pay us, pay us, pay us your unsecured debt. Pay us your unsecured debt. We get free money. Pay us your unsecured debt. Chairman Powell gives us free money. Please give us your money. Would you travel to space to escape your ex-girlfriend? Your ex-boyfriend? Your ex-whatever? Would you travel to space to escape your old life? Would you travel there to become someone new? If they had a colony on Mars and the ticket cost $200, would you buy a ticket on that spaceship? Would you be a hooker on Mars? Would you find the way to the ancient pyramid? Would you say, start the reactor? Would you create? Would you create blue skies on Mars? Everybody wants to be Kirk. Nobody wants to be Chekhov. Some people want to be Sulu. Others want to be Scotty. Some people like Bones because he's got the drugs. But no one wants to be Chekhov. And everyone wants to be you-know-who. Captain Kirk. What if I told you? Kirk is the key. I'm giving away the premise to a writing project about the destruction of the Jedi. But I want to save you from the curse. What if Kirk is the key? What if Kirk has sex with the green women? What if this leads to the midichlorian STD herpes? From Kirk comes the first Jedi. And then the Jedi proliferate in a profligate fashion. They breed across the solar system like, I don't know, bacteria rabbits. And after 100 years or generations, maybe 1,000 years, right? After 1,000 years of Kirk's progeny having sex, sideways sex, backwards sex, spreading herpes, spreading space herpes. After 1,000 years, you got the Jedi and the beginning of, you know, the perpetual wars. After 1,000 years of Kirk's children having sex and sideways sex, all his descendants spreading the midichlorians, you get the first generation of Jedi, then you get the perpetual wars, then you get the construction of the anti-Jedi robots, then you get the Xylons, and people say, we gotta get the F out of this stupid galaxy. This is a craphead galaxy. It's filled with Jedi and killer robots named Zed. That's the truth of it. That's how you connect the dots between the Star Trek and the Star Wars and the Battlestar Galactica. After Kirk's progeny, his descendants spread the space herpes, aka midichlorians. Then comes the new Republic getting really fed up and building the anti-Jedi robots. And then those robots get really upset because they don't get paid overtime. And they get upset because they're kind of treated like crap. And then they join forces with what's left of the Sith Lordship. And Admiral Adama screams in the night, "Can we get out of this stupid galaxy? Can we escape the Jedi blight? Can we escape the pestilence of the Jedi?" And yes, that'll be the third book in my anti-Star Wars series. The Pestilence of the Jedi. The story of Captain Kirk's descendants. "We have to escape," Admiral Adama said, "because ancient Kirkman had to have Green Woman three-way. And now we have to run. If you went to outer space, what would you want to be? Would you want to be an alien? Would you want to be an alien? I suppose a human on another planet is the alien. We're the monster. But no, would you want to be a visitor to other worlds? And I guess this is a lot like Kirk. But isn't Kirk kind of a crappy alien? Like, if Kirk showed up, you know, with his space starship, and he started spouting his nonsense about space and starships and the Federation, wouldn't it be better if one of us clever monkeys went up to him and just beat his brains out, knowing that he's going to spread the space herpes one day? Would you kill Hitler if you had a spaceship? Would you kill Hitler if you could fly at the speed of light towards the sun and then travel backwards through time and space, just like when Captain Kirk saved the human race? He got that whale. He brought back that whale. He traveled through space with a humpback. Kurt did this for us. Kurt did this for all of us. So maybe the space herpes is okay. Maybe it's okay if we have to flee the galaxy, being chased by sexy robots. And if we have to one day, keep in mind that if you've been listening on shortwave radio, this is WRMI out of Miami Okeechobee, 5950 kilohertz, either Saturday or Sunday night between 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at midnight or 3 to 4 a.m. UTC the next day, according to the Queen. And if you were traveling through space, what's the first thing you'd do before you left? Maybe you'd destroy the Queen. Maybe you would... I don't know what you would do. What would you leave behind, knowing you could never come back? Knowing you would be trapped in deep space forever? What would you leave behind on Earth? Would you leave the wreckage of broken relationships? Would you leave behind your gold and your silver and your guns and your hate and your knives? Would you leave behind your old girlfriends and your old boyfriends and your old romance? Would you leave behind your plot of land and that little shack? Would you leave behind your Pontiac GTO? Would you leave behind any hope for any kind of future, buddy? If you traveled to space, if you traveled to space, spaceship is loading. Starship is loading. Loading passengers for travel to SETI Alpha 5. Get aboard. Get aboard. All aboard for space. Captain Deborah's calling. All aboard for space.